CleavelandRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Port Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Port Recovery Internet Radio.
Site Fieldhouse. Brian Patch and Bobby Leverett will be here in just a moment or two. They're doing a little discussing with some people down there. And the Indians, Lady Indians, will be taking on the Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds. Indians come in at 13-4. Thunderbirds are 11-7. Bobby and Brian will go over details on that a little bit later. So while we're waiting for that, we're going to take a little break here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. And we'll be back with Brian Patch, Bobby Leverett, and the rest of the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this.
Party this Sunday for the big game but can't figure out what to take, or maybe you just don't have time to put something together. Wayne Street Market has an easy solution for you. Just call them at 375-2865 and order wings. You can get just a few, or even better, get a roaster full. Their jumbo, store-made, naked, or breaded wings are just 69 cents each, or for orders of 50 or more, they're just 60 cents each. Or they have the wing dings for just 50 cents each. All the wings are available with barbecue or buffalo sauce. And don't forget about their meat and cheese trays, vegetable trays, fruit trays, and now their new sandwich trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order, and while you're there picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls and all the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, they have it all. They know you're busy, but you want to take something great to the party for the football game this Sunday, so let Wayne Street Market make it easy for you. From the drinks and snacks to meat and cheese trays to a roaster full of their famous jumbo wings, Wayne Street Market is your party headquarters. Orders, call them at 375-2865.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
We're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, and Bob Leverett actually is joining us here today as he closed up shop here at noon, was able to make it in to watch the girls' game. So Bob and Brian Patch here, myself, will be doing the game. So appreciate you tuning in. And Port Recovery Lady Indians, who came off of a big victory this past Thursday night there, Bob, against the Marion local Flyers, who gave themselves now, put themselves in the lead with the MAC championship. Played well winning at the hangar, and so that is a big thing for them. They put themselves at 6-1, 13-4 overall, and LCC comes in with 11-7 record. So normally in this boys game here, Bob, I ask you about what do you know about LCC, and I know the answer to that question already if I ask you that. So that answer is probably not going to be a lot, but I guess coaching against them last year in our sectional championship game, I obviously understand here a little bit about them.
Right.
But their best player is Rosie Williams. She is a 6-foot post player for them. She averages roughly around 16 points or so a game. She is a junior. They do have some decent guard play. Their guards were kind of young last year. McCauley is there's a freshman and then a junior. They had an older, they actually have two juniors that are twins and then a freshman. So those were kind of some of their key guards last year. As I said, their record is 11-7. Some of similar opponents to us, they lost to St. John's by 14. They lost to Walpock by 9. They beat Coldwater by 2. And they won against Crestview last week by 7. And so we've had obviously some similar opponents in those. So looking at their schedule, it's probably not the buzzsaw that the MAC is and the teams that we play with OG, Liberty, Benton, Tri-Village coming up in our non-conference schedule. But nonetheless, it's still Saturday game here at 1 o'clock, and we got to be ready to go.
Yeah, and like you said, coming in 11-7 and a few good quality wins. And like you also said, having those guards will make a difference and the big inside. So, yeah, it should be a good matchup. I've only been to a few of the girls' games, so don't expect a lot from me today, Brian. But, you know me, I'm always going to give you my opinion. So.
You know, Bob, I expect nonetheless there. So.
Take it or leave it, right?
Absolutely. I guess if they don't like it, they just don't have to listen. But anyway, we'll be back here. We are getting ready here for the national anthem. We have about a minute or so. And then we'll take a break and then be back, hopefully, for the starting lineups here.
Whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Ford Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Ford Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
I'm Kenny Canoke from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Are you going to a party this Sunday for the big game but can't figure out what to take? Or maybe you just don't have time to put something together? Wayne Street Market has an easy solution for you. Just call them at 375-2865 and order wings. You can get just a few, or even better, get a roaster full. Their jumbo, store-made, naked, or breaded wings are just 69 cents each. Or for orders of 50 or more, they're just 60 cents each. Or they have the wing dings for just 50 cents each. All the wings are available with barbecue or buffalo sauce. And don't forget about their meat and cheese trays, vegetable trays, fruit trays, and now their new sandwich trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order. And while you're there picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls and all the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream. They have it all. They know you're busy, but you want to take something great to the party for the football game this Sunday, so let Wayne Street Market make it easy for you. From the drinks and snacks to meat and cheese trays to a roaster full of their famous jumbo wings, Wayne Street Market is your party headquarters. Call them at 375-2865.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help.
They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, and we're back here, and voice of the Indians, Harold Feely, is going through the starting lineups for the 11-7 LCC Lady Thunderbirds. And Bob, you want to go ahead and give us those?
Yeah, for the Thunderbirds, we got number 10, Sophie Santaguia, no height on her, but she's a senior. A junior, Aaron Mulgahey, number 14. Number 15, Olivia Stolle, is a freshman. Number 21, Mary Kelly McCauley, is a junior. And Rosie Williams in the middle is a senior.
And we're going through the Fort Recovery Indians starting lineup, who come in again with a record of 13-4 overall. And first starting starter for the Indians is going to be number 15, senior Brooke Colley, who stands in around 5'5". Second guard to go along with Brooke is Kiki Wendell, who's a junior, stands in around 5'5" as well. The forward position is going to be number 24, Allie Vaughn, who comes in around 5'10". The other forward position is number 22, Val Mollenkamp, who's a senior, comes in at 6'. And manning down the middle is going to be Olivia Patch, who's a 6'2" senior. So, getting ready here for the tip.
The chin covered. Tip off, Brian.
There we go. 10 cupboard tip off.
They want to make sure we got that plug in for them.
Oh, there we go. And speaking of 10 cupboard, stop in for your morning coffee. Now open at 7 o'clock Monday through Friday. Espressos, lattes, cappuccinos, great sandwiches, wraps, salads, and soups. And choice of 4 soups every single day. So. And we do appreciate some of the guys here in front, some LCC faithful who kind of helped us out with some pronunciation on some names. And the one gentleman you talked to, Bob,
yeah,
he owned the radio station where Vince Coza, the late Vince Coza, who just passed away with cancer.
Cool.
He owned that station and hired Vince and said he loved listening to me talk on the radio, which I don't know if too many people do that, so I assume he was a liar. But he said he appreciated us always as a coach calling in and doing that, so we had a nice little conversation beforehand.
Yeah, he also said the Mulcahy girls are also state champions in golf for the LCC Thunderbirds.
Well, good deal. So LCC comes out in a 2-3 zone, and Indians here start with Olivia Patch, Allie Vaughn, Olivia Patch, Kiki Wendell, and Brooke Colley on the outside. Allie Vaughn and Val Mollenkamp on the inside. Kiki Wendell with the 3 off of a dribble penetration from Brooke Colley. Olivia Patch collects the offensive rebound, skips over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki loses the basketball. LCC comes away with Santaguia.
Guida.
Definitely making a challenge here with our names.
Those aren't Mercer County names, are they?
Definitely aren't Mercer County names. McKay, and there's 3 of them out here on the floor. And this one is going to be Aaron. She loses the ball by Kiki Wendell with a steal up and in for Kiki on the left-handed layup. Gets the Indians on the board. 2-0 here. A minute into the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard.
Yeah, Indians picking them up a little full court man-to-man. Just get them turned over here, Brian. Make them think about things before they get set up in their offense. Now they're back into the man-to-man here.
Also, I think a little ball pressure because Williams is their go-to player. And so if you can put some pressure on the guards, that's one way to try to limit post touches.
Yep, absolutely.
And Olivia Patch gets a deflection, and Kiki Wendell with the ball, pushes ahead in transition to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn goes in there, and they,
Sure about that one, Brian.
Allie gets called with a charge, and last time I checked, you at least got to be somewhat in position to take a charge.
Yeah, they were both on a move at the same time there. I'm not sure about that call, but hey, a great defensive play down there on the other end by Olivia Patch to get around and get that steal.
So LCC takes it out, full court pressure here by the Indians. Aaron McCauley going up against Kiki Wendell.
And she's going to have her hands full today with Kiki doing that pressure.
One of the best on-ball defenders in the conference. And Brooke picks up a little touch foul. So two of our guards right now have 2 quick fouls here. A minute and 45 seconds into Fowler Mechanical's first quarter scoreboard. LCC inbounds the ball up to Rosie Williams, throws the ball over to Aaron McCauley, and she gets called for a travel on a jump stop and drags the foot. Binion's having the ball, bringing it up. LCC stays in that 2-3 zone. Kiki swings over to Brooke, gets it over to Olivia. Olivia back up top, swinging the ball around the horn, getting some movement, waiting for Val to come into that high post. One place you got to attack the zone. Oh, Kiki Wendell, great job of driving and splitting the defenders in that zone, Bob.
There's that quickness. And against that 2-3 zone, you want to get that dribble penetration for kicks, and that's exactly what we got there. And it worked out great for us because they didn't step in and take it. So Kiki seen what she had and got to the hole there.
No, Williams stayed on Val, who was kind of in that high post, didn't want to leave her. And that allowed, once Kiki got by that first top guard defender, there was nobody to stop her getting to the basket. McCauley has the ball, swings it over to Stolle. I assume that's the traditional Stolle family in the LCC bloodline.
I would believe so.
LCC with the miss. Allie Vaughn with the rebound, pushes ahead. All the way in and throws up a wild shot. Does go off of Williams, though. Probably should have jump stopped there and got under control. The Indians do retain the ball.
Like the aggressiveness, but yeah, nice little jump stop, and she's got a 2-foot pull up, Brian. Quick inbound set into Val, misses one up off the window. Brooke Collig rebound, goes up, gets it blocked, kicks out to Val for a 3-ball, no good. Allie Vaughn battling down low for a rebound. No good. Going to be Thunderbird's ball the other way.
Love the effort on the glass by the Indians. Olivia gets a tip. Val gets a tip. Allie gets a tip. So hopefully that's something that continues in this game of us attacking the glass. And Key is going to get a few of these, I can tell today, Bob. Yep. Going against Aaron McCauley up top.
Absolutely.
Doesn't look comfortable against Key, which no, I don't think I would either.
Absolutely not.
A little back screen inside, and Williams up and good. We got to make sure we do a better job maybe of bumping that cutter coming off that back screen.
Yep.
Brooke has the ball here on the left-hand side. Up top to Kiki, throws the Val. Ah, Val needs to turn and face up. There's no one even on her.
And that's her shot. That's that little 15-footer. And she can get to the hole there, too.
Holy cow. In most states, you might be in prison for that. Cliff just got drilled on that shot, and no call. Great up and under move.
This might carry over from last night's boys game.
A little physical last night.
A little physical, yeah.
LCC with the ball screen coming off. Wild shot. Olivia Patch with the rebound. Outlets to Allie Vaughn. Pushes in transition. Get to the basket. Good kick. Val drives in. Kick to the opposite side over here on the left-hand side to Kiki. Throws to Olivia Patch. Short corner. Dive into high post. Val square up. Val kicks out to wide open Brooke Collins. Turns down a three. Brooke probably should have shot that.
Absolutely. I thought Val should have been a little selfish there and shot a little.
She got into the paint. You want to be able to get the ball in the paint. Ah, Kiki. Kiki tries to throw the ball inside and gets a turnover on the deflected pass. Throws over here to Aaron McCauley. Throws in, drives up. Return favor. Olivia got called for the second, or her second foul on that possession, her first overall, but she returned favor. She mugged the McCauley girl, and they don't call it, so then she turns around and fouls Williams, and they finally call that one. I actually thought that was probably a clean block. The first one definitely wasn't. They got away with it. And Williams comes up short on the first free throw, and Whitley Rammel checks in for Olivia.
On the floor for the Indians, we got Kiki Wendell, Brooke, Val, Allie, and Rammel.
Williams hits the second free throw, giving her all 3 points for the Lady Thunderbirds. 4-3 Indians lead. Allie Vaughn catches the ball in the high post and goes right around Williams and throws it hard off the glass. Quickly down the floor is Stolle. Swings the ball around to Williams. Wide open three. Comes up short for the Thunderbirds. Whitley Rammel with the rebound. Pushes to Kiki. Kiki head pass to Brooke. Drives in and loses the ball. Whitley Rammel tries to corral it and goes out of bounds. Great diving effort, though, by Whit. Indians obviously trying to push ahead here in transition, Bob.
Yeah, that's one thing they want to try and do is get them running. If we get this thing up and down, that's definitely in our favor as hard as our girls play.
Problem is, the last couple games we've tried that, we've been out of control in some turnovers.
Right.
Got a turnover right there on LCC. That was one of those plays that she lost the ball and dove into it and hit Allie. That could have been a little troublesome for Allie there.
Right.
Luckily, she's okay. Indians swinging the ball around the perimeter. Got Allie Vaughn in the low post block against Williams. High post to Whitley Rammel. And good for a little 8-footer.
And that's the shot that Val has turned down the last few possessions, and Whitley catches it and knocks it down for us. So maybe Val will take a liking to seeing that go in.
All right, LCC has the ball. Stolle on the left-hand side, drives against Val, throws it up. Probably a little contact, but no call. Allie Vaughn with the rebound, throws ahead to Brooke Pollock. Back to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbles in. Stops at that little A-gap, kicks over to Kiki. 2:24 to go. Indians pull it back out against the 2-3 zone, trying to work the ball. Allie Vaughn has it in the high post. Jump stops there, kicks out to Val Mullenkamp. Val drives in, throws up a kind of wild runner, and tipped out looks like, ooh, I think we should have had that one. They don't give us. No, that's one of those, Bob, right there. You love to see her, love to drive to the middle, but jump stop and go up on balance versus maybe throwing it up kind of on the run because your momentum's taking from the left side to the right side.
It's like trying to shoot a bow and arrow on a horse as you're moving. It's pretty tough to do.
And I'm shooting bow and arrow. It's probably hard for me to map a lot. So.
Let alone being on a horse.
Let alone being on a horse. All right, 6-3, Indians lead in the first quarter, 2:11 to go. We'll take a short break, 30 seconds, full time out here.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Paige Fortkamp just checked in at that timeout, and she picks up a quick foul right here and is trying to do a little trapping on the Thunderbirds. And Paige actually, I don't know if Bob, if you knew this, but actually went over and swam in the MAC meet today, this morning.
Is that right?
And was able to come back here and make it right in time for the game to be able to play here. So, and Allie Vaughn comes up with the deflection. Possibly could have been a foul, but she was hugged up a little bit to her man right there and tried to run through to get the steal in the passing lane and kind of ran into the Thunderbirds, but they just called ball out of bounds. Williams has the ball on the left-hand side, throws over to Santa Maria. We're going to call.
We're just going to call her Sophie.
Yeah, there we go. How about that?
I'm not sure we've got too many LCC listeners out there today, so we're just going to go with Sophie.
Ball deflected out for the Indians here, so LCC will retain the ball. Brooke Colley comes in for Allie Vaughn. Paige Fortkamp gets a deflection as they try to inbound the ball. So LCC will retain it underneath the basket. 6-3 Indians lead with a minute 36 to go. Ball comes in across the backcourt. Aaron McCauley has the ball. Kick out to Stolle for a three. Good. Ties the ball game up, 6-6.
Yeah, nice little driving kick. Got her feet set. Knocked it down for the Thunderbirds.
Val Mullenkamp has the ball on the right-hand side. Drives in.
There you go. That's
a good drive by Val.
Back up and in. Hey. Little and one for Val. She's going to go to the line and try and make it an old-fashioned three-point play, Brian.
Yeah, great drive for Val, as you said, Bob, and missed the point-blank shot, but able to stay with it and grab the offensive rebound and puts it back in. And maybe it was a good thing she missed it because now she gets a chance for a three instead of two. Goes to the Hall Brothers free throw line and misses, and she's our best free throw shooter on the year, Bob, so that's kind of a little shocking she missed that, to be honest. She's been money from the line, high 80s. LCC has the ball up top, a little dribble weave action, throws over to Aaron McCauley, throws the ball back up to Mary Kelly McCauley, and she gets bumped by Paige, and Paige picks up two, and Paige looks at her like she just fell. But nonetheless, Paige gets calls for her second foul in probably about a minute and a half. So she's going to be spending some time on the bench here. Allie Vaughn checks in for her. Aaron McCauley has the ball up top.
Full recovery in a man-to-man.
So swings the ball over to Stolle. A little side ball screen for Williams. He picks it up. Fires a 17-footer. Kick ball. Nice little bounce pass for LCC. Deflected out of bounds. And LCC will retain it.
Whitley and Val did a pretty good job on that little head screen there, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. One thing that you got to be able to defend nowadays is a ball screen, because everyone runs some ball screen action at some point, someplace. Depending if it's a high ball screen or side ball screen, you got to know how you want to defend that. Right now, LCC's doing a little dribble weave action. Assume Toby sent you something over there in the front row.
I saw him in the front row. He was picking his nose, so I snapped a little picture of him, and I asked him if he was picking and grinning.
Looks like going to be no. Yep, over and back call on LCC, and Israel retained the ball, 16.3 seconds. I know he's in a state of mourning with the death of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's even here.
Obviously a big Lakers fan. Indians have the ball. As I said, 15 seconds here. Looks like we're going to take one shot. Key has the ball with an 8-6 lead. Ali Vaughn has the ball in the high post. Throws to Whitley Rammel inside and loses the ball. Aaron McCauley has a foul. Oh, my goodness. And Val just runs over the top of her. She stopped right in front of Val. Good thing that thing's not worse than what it is, because that was definitely a collision. Val said, don't put on the brakes there.
She didn't have her slow-moving vehicle sign.
She did not. Val was running back to get on defense. 2 seconds. 1 second. Stolle with the half-court heave and deflected. First quarter goes to the Indians. 8-6. Indians lead. Synopsis of that one, Bob.
Yeah, so LCC in a little 2-3 zone. Fort Recovery was pretty patient overall. Got some pretty good looks. I think we need to attack that A-gap is what we used to call it back in our day, which would be the high post. Got some good looks. Girls just didn't turn and look to shoot it, and that is wide open for us. So if we can attack them there, we're going to be good here in the second quarter. Defensively, we're pretty solid. Played that high ball screen pretty well, so looking good here.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back, and Coach Chris Guggenbiller's squad comes out with a victorious, kind of a sloppy, ugly game here, but nonetheless come out the victory and improve the record to 7-9 with a 29-26 victory. And the reason why I say that is Indians scored 1 point in the first quarter, Bob.
Wow, and they're 7-9 now, so they're kind of getting things going here a little bit.
Yeah, they've kind of been on a win streak once we moved down Brenna Holman and Hope Wendell, two juniors. We actually have three juniors now on the JV team, so that kind of helps those younger kids as well get some skills and some other girls handling the ball. Things like that.
And we touched on that a little bit last night with Kobe Wendell for the boys on their side, with him going down, kind of being that leader and those guys getting some things going. So kind of sounds like the same type of deal.
Yep. Turnover for LCC. So the Indians retain the ball. Allie missed a wide open Val underneath. Indians working the ball around against his 2-3 zone. Kiki Wendell finds some gas off the dribble penetration.
Nice little left-handed finish there by Kiki.
All three shots have been in the exact same spot on that left-hand side. In the 2-3 zone against penetration, most teams want to pass around the perimeter. You don't want to do that. So, a wild shot there by Stolle. So, Allie has the ball, pushing the header. Throws over to Brooke Kike. Open three on the baseline. Comes up short. Rosie Williams picks up the ball. Outlets to Stolle. 10-6 Indians lead. Stolle's looking for someone to pass to. Throws over to, Mary Kelly McCauley. Back to Stolle on the left-hand side. Up to Aaron McCauley. Swings back to Stolle. LCC is doing a 4-round-1, trying to get the ball into Rosie. Catches the ball deep on Whitley Rammel. Whitley's got to do a better job of working around on that. Let her feet too deep inside. Indians now lead 10-8. Rammel has the ball on the perimeter. Swings over to Val Mullenkamp. Catches it in that mid-post area. Spins, turns around, a little fadeaway. Comes up short. Tipped out to Val. Allie Vaughn now has the ball on the right-hand side. Loses it for a second. Oh, yeah. That's not a smart play by Ali Vaughn.
Not at all. Lost her composure there, Brian.
You know, that first shot there by Val, that's the kind of the look we're looking to probably get. And just couldn't get it down. And Allie with a little frustration, threw a little bit of an elbow to get the girl off of it.
Well, she had her dribble. She caught the ball in the short corner. She had no reason to do it. She
absolutely
just did.
No
All
reason.
She had to do was dribble and go by her. Instead,
yeah.
The defender gets up on her, slapped the ball, and she didn't like it, so she just threw an elbow at her. I mean, especially right in front of the official, that's not a smart play by her. Now she has two fouls, and she's headed to the bench, and Macy Day checks in for her. Right now, over and back call. Floppy play right there at LCC.
Yep.
There was no one on him.
Well, there's that pressure that Kiki's applying.
Yep.
You know, there was a tough pass from the McGaughey kid. Can't say the name. And, yeah, they just lose it out of bounds. Or over and back, sorry.
Right now, Olivia Patch has the ball. Checked in for Whitley Rammel. Kiki Wendell has the ball up top. Drive in. Kick out to Brooke. Brooke drives back in. A little high post pass to Val. Strong. Rosie Williams with the rebound. 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Fort Camp excavating. Second quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 10-8. Kind of been a little slow, methodical game. Kiki Wendell just fell, and Aaron McCauley didn't realize how wide open she was and didn't shoot and pass it off. Got lucky there a little bit. Definitely trying to get the ball inside to Rosie Williams. Nice little lob pass. Val Mullenkamp comes over and helps. Missed shot. Deflected up. Williams grabs her offensive rebound. Driving in. Defended by Kiki Wendell, but great shot inside from Aaron McCauley. Olivia Patch goes to Val Mullenkamp. Wide open 15-footer. Good for Val.
There we go. That's the one you got to hit there, Brian.
Yep. Wide open like that. Nice little pass for Olivia to set that up. Little trap. Well, thought Macy was going to go over and run and jump and trap that. She decided not to. Kiki Wendell now guarding Aaron. Throws the ball inside to Williams. Back out to Sophia. Back up top to Aaron. Swings it around to Mary Kate. Over to LCC has the ball on the left-hand side. Can't see a number there. Looks like Kennedy Parker just checked into the game. Good help side by Libby, but overruns the play. Missed shot. Val Mullenkamp gets a rebound. A little tightrope back. Comes back in it with the ball. Pushes ahead to Brooke Colley. Swings back up to Val. Mace has the ball. Swings over to Kiki Wendell for three. Good for Kiki in the corner.
Nice little ball reversal for the Indians. Kiki steps into one and knocks her down for a three ball.
She's definitely shooting the ball a lot better this year and then what she had last year, being able to shoot it from the three-point line. Great job of expanding her game there. Indians making it very tough on LCC. Olivia Patch with the deflected pass from inside to Rosie Williams. Val Mullenkamp comes up with the ball. Val's dribbling ahead, throws over to Macy. Hit that. Ah, Mace, shoot that. You're open. Throws it back to Val. Misses it. And Aaron McCauley comes up with the ball. Pushes ahead. Goes to her sister Mary Kate. Back over to Aaron. Back in, backside help.
Good help side by the Indians there.
Olivia Patch comes up with a steal, throws ahead to Macy Day. Macy Day pushes over to Kiki Wendell up top. Kiki Wendell swings to the Mace. Over to Olivia Patch on the left-hand side. Back out to Mace. Swings it over to Kiki. Val has the ball in the high post. Kicks out to Brooke Colley. Brooke drives in. A little bounce pass to Val in the corner, but gets deflected out of bounds by Parker. Whitley Rammel comes in for Val Mullenkamp. This was something, Bob, I thought we probably should have done in the Frank Monroe game is play Witt and Liv at the same time when their biggest player is 5'7". And you got 2 6'2" kids out there.
Right.
Maybe try to pound the ball and slow it down a little bit.
Yep.
Hopefully now, yep, great little steal right there for Olivia on the Whitley. And throws it to Whitley Rammel coming down the lane line.
I've seen that zone inbound set a few times.
Yeah, that would be ours that we put in against the zone. Actually stole it from Elida.
Old number three, I think we called it, didn't we?
Yes, sir. Score about every time.
Yes, sir.
Olivia Patz with the deflected pass, and they say, nope, didn't touch it. We'll take that. Because it looked like to me she deflected the ball.
Absolutely, it did.
And we throw Brenna Holman in here to replace Olivia Patch.
Well, there goes our bigs on bigs.
Yeah, so much for that, I guess.
Now we've got four girls and 1 6'2" girl out there. So complete opposite of what we were thinking.
And we just threw Brenna in the low post block.
With a smile on her face.
She's like, I don't know what to do down here. Coach takes a timeout. Let's talk about this. Take a 30-second timeout. Full timeout, I guess. They just changed it to.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, and we're back. Indians retain the ball. Casey Day has the ball on the left-hand wing, throws the Whitley Ram on the high post. Looks like LCC goes to a man defense, switches things up. Brenna Holman has the ball in the mid-post area with unguarded. Didn't realize how open she was. Kicks over to Macy Day in the corner. Swings the ball up. Indians going four round one. Skip pass over to Brooke Colleague on the left-hand side. Looks like the Indians may be trying to get the ball inside. Kiki Window. Ah, shoot that, Kiki. Had the ball inside the paint and turned down an open shot. Brenna Holman drives into the baseline, throws over to Brooke. Back up to Kiki. Kiki drives in, split, loses the ball. Maybe got one dribble too low on that. Rosie picks it up for LCC. Swings over to Stolle in transition. Over to Mary Kate. McCauley throws up to Rosie Williams and drives in past Whitley Ramel and lays it in. Whitley got out of position there and too easy of a drive for Rosie. Indians now with a 17-12 lead here with a minute 30 to go in the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter scoreboard. Brenna Holman has the ball on the side.
You know, I'm not real sure what we're trying to accomplish here, Brian. We went from having a great three-out, two-in lineup to, no offense to the girls on the floor, but a really undersized team with now we have none of that three-out, two-in look, which was where we were getting all our looks. You know, just I'm not real sure what Coach Gann's trying to do here. Good seal up by Brooke Colleague and scores on the inbound set.
Yep. And Indians push that lead up now by 7, 19-12. Come out a little full court token pressure here. Brenna Holman's guarding Stolle. Over to Aaron McCauley. Drives, throws to her sister, Mary Kate. Throws up a wild shot. Rosie Williams with the offensive rebound and scores. Right now, our post defense and box house is not very good inside because that's where Rosie's just taking advantage now. Yep. She scored four straight points now off of that. So Indians swinging the ball around with under a minute to go. Trying to get the ball inside. We do to Whit. Whitley, if we're going to catch it inside, has to look to make a move because otherwise, with who we have kind of out here, as you said, they're not going to double down.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, there's no reason.
We have some non-shooters out there right now.
We've got one shooter in Kiki, and yeah, that's it. And she's 35 feet away from the basket right now.
So our offense looks like we're going to hold for one shot here. Try to take at least a 5-point lead, if not 7 or 8 here, depending if we hit a shot. Brenna Holman has the ball, dribbles in, throws to Kiki. Kiki drives down that lane line, gets deflected away. Rosie comes up with the ball for LCC, throws ahead to Stolle. Stolle, 3 seconds, dribbling in. She has time to shoot it, and she does. On that, that's one of those plays. The official raises his hand, doesn't blow the whistle, and Coach Williams is over going, no, you're not going to call a foul on that, but they do a no-call. So Indians come away with a halftime lead of 19-14. Thoughts on that quarter there, Bob?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I thought we had a really good lineup in there for a while, and Coach evidently wanted to go small, and it definitely got them back in and got them within 5. We had a nice run earlier than that, so, you know, maybe she's wanting to get it up and down the floor, what have you, but
Yeah, so we got a close one here. Halftime, Indians up by 5, 14-19. We'll see what happens here in the second half, Brian.
And we got our fourth grade, because we have no sixth graders, Bob, playing basketball in our whole entire program. So our fourth graders played up this year in the fifth grade.
And
the fifth grade played against the sixth grade, which they got a lot of basketball in.
Yes.
But it did make for some ugly games, I will tell you that. But nonetheless, and I did talk to Lindsey Lamb, who's coaching them, and also then Mandy Gerlach, who's coaching the older team. The sixth graders, I guess fifth grade, going to be sixth grade. And I did talk to Lindsey the other day, and so they're out here playing now at halftime, which is always a cool thing to have those little kids playing on the big Florida varsity game. So they're doing that right now.
I talked to Jim Toby. He's got a daughter, Ivy, out there, and he said with the fifth graders playing up against the sixth graders, he goes, the one thing that I was really surprised was that they just play really, really, really hard. He goes, they were definitely outmanned, but they play hard, which is good to see.
Absolutely. You got to learn either you play or compete or it gets ugly. So they tried to do that. All right, we'll take a break and we'll be back.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Here back with in the second quarter here of the halftime for us. Let's see who our halftime sponsor is. Cooper Farms. How about that? So we got a special guest here. We got Clay Schmitz and Gavin Toby on standby. So if Clay runs out of things to say, Gavin could come in and talk.
Or doesn't know the answer to the question.
Yeah, that could happen here. So so Clay, tell us so far what you think about your season.
I think it's going pretty well. We kind of expected this is where we'd be at this time of the season. I think we're all starting to buy into what Coach Milton's telling us on a daily basis, and I think it's really showing right now. I think we're averaging under our opponents under 40 points a game, which is that's a pretty good number.
It is, yep.
So I think everyone's starting to get in whatever his system is and everything like that, so...
Awesome. Well, one thing I know I talked about last night, which I know you couldn't hear, but I told Daniel when we got in the car, and Bob and I talked about it on air. One thing I was absolutely impressed with you, and in last night's game, was understanding the moment. And what I mean by that is Ian Holman checked in, who's a senior for us, who hadn't played a lot here recently. He checked in with about 50-some seconds to go, and we're up 15. And you set 1,000 screens to try to get him a three. And I thought that was awesome, understanding as a teammate what Ian has gone through, playing as, you know, in practice, working his butt off and not getting a lot of time, and you were trying to get him a shot. I thought that was really cool on your part.
Yeah, he's my guy, so, like, he's the type of guy who's going to come in late in the game if we're up big, so I was just trying to give him the ball because I know it would be a special moment for him to hit a three at the end of the game or just hit the three in general, so I was trying to get him the ball. Well, we got on the ball, but he went in and out. But
he ended up getting a good look. It was just about 35 feet out, but he can hit him from there. We've seen that.
Yep.
All right. Well, what do you think? What do you think the biggest changes has been this year, as far as, you know, a first year coach playing for him, kind of in your junior year, which, you know, most of the time athletes don't like to see maybe change, especially this late in your career. But you know, what's the biggest change you feel has been?
I think the biggest change is maybe like the atmosphere, the overall atmosphere, and like just what Coach Milton provides. Like, he's all about big and family and love and stuff like that. So I think it's a lot easier to buy into, and then that's where like all this stuff that he has, then we can just buy into it a lot easier. So I think the overall atmosphere is a lot better. Like, it's a, I want to say a huge, like a way better environment, because like obviously it's almost like the same returning team, but it's just, I don't know, I think everyone knows their role. Everyone fills their role every night. It's a lot of fun.
Kind of know where you stand as a player, your role, and like you said, as that family group. Yep.
And it's a lot. I mean, one game, someone will be off, but then someone else will pick them up. So, like, if you watch, like, you can just tell, like, say if it's not Regan's game, but then Gavin will pick him up. It's just...
Right.
Well, and the other part, you know, we talked about last night is, you know, you've kind of came up big in some big MAC games here lately. I don't know if the word is carry the team, but it seems like you've really been that steady, stable force here lately. Had some big games and some big moments here for the Indians. And, you know, I think... you know, as someone who's been a returning player, as you are, played a lot as a sophomore, you know, tell us a little bit about that and kind of how, I guess, you feel like you stepped up.
Well, besides Grant and Derek, we're probably the only two, like, 2-3-year varsity players. So it's kind of like a whole leadership role of, like, so if we're down by five or we're up by five in a game, We just got to try, like, we need someone to fill that role where, okay, like, we can't let go, we got to keep going. So that's just kind of the role I'm trying to fill, and it kind of plays along with where we've been in the back.
Being on staff the last 2 years and seeing you grow, being up here doing the radio now, it looks like it is just more of a comfort level for you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a sophomore, I played as a sophomore on a varsity team. It's tough. You can't be a leader as a sophomore.
No.
It's got to be a really special situation. So as a junior, we can really tell how you've grown and accepted that role.
Yeah. It feels a lot more comfortable, too, just like learning, growing, another grade older.
And the game slows down for you, too. That's a lot of it.
And how do you think being the quarterback on the football team has carried over to the basketball part?
That ties in a little bit, just like because quarterback's usually the leader on the offense. So I guess I've always had to have the leadership role, but then now in basketball, I can use it for basketball, too, being the leader in basketball. So it all ties in.
The other thing we've noticed a lot, and we've kind of touched on after each game with Coach Milton, is how balanced we are. You know, like you touched on it earlier, how, you know, if Regan's not hitting, Ryan will step up, or Grant will step up, or Gabby will do something big. You know, it's been a great team unity so far this year to see.
Yeah, that's a huge part, because we don't have, like, the Peyton Judy who's going to go score 20 a game.
Right.
It's just, and we were talking, it's a lot harder to scout, too, because the coach says, oh, well, this is 10.5 a game, this is 9 a game, this is 8.
Yep.
So it's like you really can't lock down one defender because someone's going to call off the bench. And,
and it makes it harder to guard. You know, it's easy to guard one kid. You know, you can usually box in one or something to where face guard him to where it makes him tough. If you take them out, then we struggle.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder when you got to guard five guys on the floor. So.
Yeah.
And then the other thing sitting here next to you is Gavin. You know, first of all, would you mind letting him have that? But we do appreciate you coming up here.
Those headphones sit on his head?
It might. One thing I want to say, Gav, you know, one thing that when you come in, you're kind of the energy guy for the team. And sometimes that's a hard role, especially when you're not getting a lot of minutes in a row. But one thing I've been impressed with is besides the steal against Crestview and not getting posterized too bad on that one, is the energy level you bring every time out there. So talk a little bit about your feel for this year.
I really like this year. I mean, I don't like being a starter. I started one game and I don't like the feel of it. I'd rather, you know, come off the bench because I feel like I get a feel for the game and then just kind of go in there and play. Like, I like playing that way. And I mean, if it's in the best interest for me to start or not play at all, that's just, I don't know. I'll do my role, and if my role is just to go in and play defense and give Brian a break, then I'm okay with doing that. Just whatever wins.
And sometimes it's easier to watch to see what the other team's actually trying to do to you, too, when you're on the bench. And then you can say, okay, this is how they're trying to attack us. And then now you have a little chance, you know, 4 or 5 minutes to 3 minutes, whatever it is, just kind of step back and get a feel for the game as well.
Yeah, that's one part that I love about coming off the bench.
But the one thing, you know, sometimes that's hard for kids, and it sounds like you obviously understand that. You know, that takes a special kid and kind of buying into that whole team and family thing as well.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing that Coach Melton's brought. He's brought that family and that love, that just making a bond, and he understands that, you know, you can't win games if you don't love each other. And I really like what he's done with us.
Absolutely.
And it's not about what's on the back, it's on what's the front, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well,
everybody else,
appreciate you guys stopping up, getting ready to start here the second half, but continued good luck and success this year as it progresses, and
absolutely,
good luck tonight.
Yeah, good luck
tonight.
Thank you.
Yep. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Juniors there, Gavin Toby and Clay Schmitz, and appreciate those kids coming up and supporting the girls' basketball team as well. That's always a cool thing. And that group of kids, that's one thing Coach Leverett, that's one thing Coach Milton talks about as well, is go support your classmates and teammates. So they're here today. Indians have the ball to trigger it in. Val Mullenkamp dribbles in, hits Kiki Wendell. Kiki Wendell has the ball, throws over to Brooke Kolick. Brooke Kolick dribbles out, throws over to Olivia Patch. Olivia back up top to Brooke, swings the ball over to Kiki Wendell, over to Allie Vaughn. And Val Mullenkamp, high post, shoot that, Val. There you go.
Absolutely.
Little
shot.
8 foot unguarded. Shot for Val Mullenkamp. Push that thing up to 7. Now 21-14 on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard.
Little full court pressure by Kiki Wendell there, turning McGahee, making her work to get the ball down and get them set up in their offense.
Almost double dribbled right there because of that pressure. Throws the ball over to Sophia. Skip pass over to Stolle. Trying to get the ball inside to Rosie Williams. Olivia Patch working hard in there. Good help by Kiki. Throws the ball back out for three and don't box out. Should have been a travel, and they do. Absolutely. Call it as she got an offensive rebound to Aaron.
Changed her pivot foot.
Yep.
Val's in there battling for that rebound. Just didn't get it there, but did a great job of walling her up afterwards.
She was kind of at a disadvantage. It was two Thunderbirds against Val inside. So Kiki drives in, throws the ball over to Allie Vaughn, throws into Olivia Patch. Nice little backdoor pass to Brooke Kolick.
Bounce pass. See? That high post is the key, Brian. If we can get it to the A-gap like we talked earlier, good things happen.
And that's one of those things. Olivia Patch, for a post player, has great vision and good hands, and you know she's not selfish enough to go shoot a bad shot. That's a great pass for Brooke inside.
Her mom was always a really good passer.
By the way, she couldn't be here today, so shout out to my wife, Annie, as she's working at the hospital and listening on the radio. So,
free ball.
Good box out right there by Olivia. Missed three by LCC, and we pick it up, pushing ahead in transition. Allie throws to the official.
Brooke runs it down, saves it here. Not sure what she saw there, but Indians recover and back on the wing with Kiki.
So reach in foul by Stolle on Kiki Wendell. That would be the first here in the second half. So Brooke Kolick will take the ball out on the side for the Indians. They lead here by 9 in the third quarter. 5:50 to go on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard. Kiki Wendell over to Olivia Patch on the left-hand side. Throws it into Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn drives in. Throws it back out to Kiki and gets the ball stolen away by Mary Kelly. McCauley back up to her sister Erin. Swings the ball over to Scully. Trying to get the ball into Rosie Williams. Skip pass now to LCC. Great help side by Olivia Patch and Kiki Wendell. As Olivia came over to stop the drive, and Kiki dropped from the wing spot on the perimeter to take down and cover Rosie Williams inside. So great team defense there by the Indians. LCC does retain the ball as is knocked out by Kiki. And Allie Vaughn picks up a third foul on a reach in there. So LCC will retain the ball. That gives the Indians their first team foul of the half. Throws into Rosie Williams. Probably travel. They don't call it. Stolle loses track of the ball and goes right through her hands out of bounds and almost hits Neil over there in the front row. You got to watch out there, Neil.
Heads up, Neil. Come on. Head on a swivel.
Too much talking over there to Jim Toby. Went paying attention, about got hit in the face. Val has the ball on the left-hand side. I thought she was unguarded. I'm not sure why you would not guard Val in a three-point line. Allie Vaughn misses it. Brooke Kolick comes running in, probably going to pick up a foul for over the back, and she does. And it looks like Coach Gann wants full court press here. Is it wearing a 1-2-2 full court press? See if that causes us some problems. And it does, and we get beat down the floor. And they score on a layup for Rosie Williams, and not sure what happened there. Oh, I wonder why they stopped that. Rosie Williams for LCC just scored her 1,000th point. And her father is the head coach and does hand her the game ball.
Throws it at her.
Yeah. For a hug, Dad. Come on.
Does hit her in the chest with that. That was a rocket. But anyway, congratulations. What a great moment for her as a player, Bob. You did reach that point in your career. So
there, you got a hug from her.
There you go. Cool moment right there for Rosie. And her father, who's the coach, hands her the game ball. That's one of those things, you know, it's going to be a possible 1,000-point. You're the other team. You do bring a game ball along with you and say, here, we'll take this one and you can have that one and exchange that. That's usually how that works. So awesome thing for her. Indians still lead 23-16 with 5 minutes to go here.
LCC still sitting in that 2-3 zone. Fort Recovery's got some really good looks at that high post like we were talking about. We got Liv, high post, kicks it out the bow. Bow kicks it over to Brooke.
Oh, so Liv had a great sill up inside. We just didn't throw it in there.
So many kids anymore don't improve their angle to even see that. If you take one dribble and look at it, you got a nice little bounce entry pass, and that's kind of a lost art. Get in there.
Val misses it. Tips. Tips it around. Libby got a hand on it. Val got a hand on it. Brooke got a hand on it. And LCC comes up with it. And Kiki calls for a reach-in foul. She doesn't agree with that one. So it'll be her first, team third here. LCC retains it. So, Bob, you remember your 1,000th point?
Yeah, I scored it at actually against Delta St. John's on a Friday night league game on a free throw.
At the Vatican or here?
At the Vatican.
Oh, that must have been sweet.
No, it wasn't because we got our butts kicked tonight. So
sorry about that.
It was bittersweet.
Yeah. Great drive by Stolle inside, looking for a foul as Val's hands came down. Official says play on. So Kiki with the open three in the corner, a little long. Stolle comes up with a rebound. Paige Forkamp gets on the ground with her, ties it up, and it will be LCC ball. Good look for Key, just missed it. LCC has the ball. Fort Recovery in a 1-2-2 full court press. Val up top, that makes it difficult to guard when you got a 6-footer trying to get the trap with you.
There we go.
Great job by Paige and Kiki on the defensive end. Kiki has the ball, throws ahead to Paige Forkamp. Shoot it, Paige. There you go. Just missed it. Val Mullenkamp with the offensive rebound, throws it up and scores. Our defense setting the tone right now for the Indians.
Absolutely. Kiki just flat out made that happen the last trip down by running that tip down and go back the other way and get a nice little finish by Val.
Trap inside right now by Brooke Collig. Oh,
not sure about that.
Yeah.
Libby had her walled up, and the official on the backside thought she got the body on there. But.
So she'll be going to the free throw line. Will be Stolle. We just missed one of those traps again. We almost had on the front court with Brooke and Val right there. One thing that's doing also, Bob, even though we may not be getting a turnover, is we're wearing them down a little bit because we're a lot deeper than what they are.
Yeah,
so
I think they're only playing six kids.
Six kids, and when you're pressing like that and you got to run, that's going to wear them out. First free throw is up and good for Stolle, giving us a 25-17 lead here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard. Shout out to Chelsea Colley, who's listening on the radio there, Bob, and recently here found out she is expecting their third child. So congratulations Brady and
good
Chelsea.
Deal.
Three little rugrats going to be running around. Sure, they'll probably have a ball in their hand here shortly, if not already, with Remy and Margo.
Absolutely.
Whitley Ramo has the ball in the high post. Over to Paige Forkamp on the wing. Back to Val Mullenkamp. Val, turn and shoot it.
Absolutely. I'm not sure.
Why is she not? I mean, she is open in that high post. That is her money shot.
Yep.
She is turning down some good looks. And he's working the ball, get it to her right there. Now we get a turnover. Nope. Kiki retains the ball. Driving in. Kiki's like, call the body foul.
She had that look in her eye there, didn't she?
Paige drives over. Shoots a contested shot way off.
Whitney corrals it. Gets fouled on the way back up. I think Paige has got some swimmer legs right now.
That definitely looked like some swimmer's legs on that one. Well, I wonder how she did. I'd assume probably well.
Yeah,
she's definitely a good swimmer, I know.
She does pretty solid.
Think about that. You go swim, which obviously is hard on the body, and then now you come out here and play basketball with hard on the legs.
No way.
Good thing she's 17 and can be
exactly. Yeah. That's the ultimate
athlete.
Sport athlete.
Absolutely.
Cool
same
athlete.
Season, same day.
Yep.
First free throw by Whitley Ramo way off. get a chance for a second one here, and Whitley's upset with herself on missing that one. So hopefully she can hit this one. There we go. Good recover, Whit. It's the second one here to take a 26-18 lead, and Coach Gann will take a timeout, a full timeout. We'll take one with him.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader on the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Oh, shoot. All right, LCC has the ball. Indians lead 26-18. Little three-quarter court 1-2-2 trap now. Mixing things up here a little bit. Put Val on the point of that. Rosie has the ball across. Oh, they trapped that. They just threw it across half court and picked the dribble up there. Now we go man-to-man. Aaron McCauley has the ball. Over to her sister, Mary Kelly. Back to her sister. And she travels with no one on her. So we'll take that turnover and come down to the other end with it now. 2:14 to go in the third quarter here. Fort Recovery Insurance, 26-18 Indians. Kiki Wendell has the ball. LCC stays in that 2-3 zone. Holly Vaughn has the ball up top. Back over to Kiki Wendell. We got Whitley Ram on the high post. She turns and squares. Paige and Val are in there. And we basically will try to go 2-1-2 look with it. Once we hit that bottom baseline side, Whitley slamming in from the high post on the low post block. And our backside bottom, which is Val and Paige, are flashing high post. Try to overload it. Looks like it'll be our offense here against this 2-3 zone. Right now, throw it to Val. She's unguarded. Oh, Paige didn't even turn and look at the basket. Val was on the block with no one even close to her. She just threw it in anyway to Allie. Allie has the ball on the left-hand side. Or my right, I should say. Throws it back up to Kiki on a skip pass. Kiki drives in, throws to Val on the left-hand side. Val drives in. Reverse pivot hits Kiki. Swings of the ball. Indians being patient here on offense. Throws to Allie Vaughn on the side. Gets a tip pass and going to be a turnover on Allie Vaughn. So it will be LCC ball. Minute 31 to go. Indians match up here full court. Kiki has the ball. Throws the ball over here to Aaron McCauley. Val's coming to run and jump. And blocking call going to be called on Val, and that's only her second foul. She just got caught with a little body on that trap. I like the run and jump, though.
I do, too.
Gives a different look, but still put some pressure on it, especially when you run and jump with a six-footer like that. It makes it tough to reverse pivot and try to pass over. So Aaron McCauley comes out. Looks like she's a little limping on the floor, replaced by her sister, Mary Kelly. LCC has the ball up top. A little dribble weave action, and Dolly cuts back door, and her teammate doesn't realize it and throws the ball to where she was, and turnover on LCC. So it will be Fort Recovery ball with a minute 10 to go. Indians lead by 8.
It's kind of looking like the T-Birds are just wearing down, Brian, like we talked about earlier here. I mean, that was just a simple pass that they just looked tired.
Well, I'll be honest, this is definitely a Saturday game for us. You can tell as well, especially as the game we come off against Frank Monroe on Tuesday, kind of get our butts whipped. We recover and play well on Thursday. Kind of be sleepwalking through this one the way it looks, because the Indians just got a silly turnover on this end. Kiki throws over to Allie, and Allie has it slipped through her hands out of bounds. So
return the favor.
Yep. Kind of sloppy played game here on a Saturday afternoon. Oh, my goodness. And LCC just throws it away again with no pressure here.
Hey, you guys take it back. We don't want it.
No one wants the basketball in this game. So Fort Recovery will retain the ball, 47 seconds. How about we hold on to this one here so we don't throw it away here, girls?
Yeah, let's go a little four corners and wait till about 7 to 8 seconds till we shoot it. That might be what we do, Brian.
Yep, coach just yelled out something here. We'll see what we're doing here. 30 seconds to go on the clock. A flare screen for Allie Vaughn to catch the ball on the wing. Holds it above her head. Back up to Paige. Swings the ball over to Kiki. Allie has the ball, drives in. Jump stop. And Val with a nice little 8-foot floater. So that gives Val 10 on the game. Our leading score for us. 8 seconds to go. 7 seconds. Stolle dribbles up. Throws over to Aaron McCauley. Back over to Stolle. Stolle drives in. Throws it up. Gets fouled by Whitley Rammel. So 2.0 seconds to go on the clock. And Olivia Stolle will go to the free throw line to try to cut into this thing for the T-Birds as they are trailing by 10 in this third quarter. First free throw is up and hits the front of the rim and rolls in. That thing went about 10 foot 1 inches there, Bob.
Yes, it did.
Just crawled over the rim. By the way, I heard Ohio State won today against the Hoosiers. A little payback game, I think, for them.
Got to see a little bit of that here leaving the shop. And the light was on today for the Buckeyes.
Second free throw good for Stolle. Kiki Wendell has the ball and just dribbles it out. Indians will take an 8-point lead going into the fourth quarter. So Fort Recovery Insurance has the third quarter score. See the Indians lead by 8, 28-20. We'll take a break.
Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our 3 Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back. Indians have the ball to start the fourth quarter here on the Wabash Mutual fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians lead by 8, 28-20. Kiki Wendell has the ball, throws to Allie Vaughn in the high post. Allie drives in, throws it over to Paige Fortkamp. Indians run a little 5-out against this 2-3 zone. Not sure what we're looking to do here. Olivia Patch has the ball, swings it back up to Brooke Colley, over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki does drive in, and she's been getting that all game long. Tipped up by Olivia Patch, but Kiki Wendell grabs the ball and goes in, gets fouled on the shot.
Liv did a nice job of sneaking in there and getting a hand on the ball. Comes down, Kiki grabs it, throws it up, gets fouled, so she's going to go to the line to shoot two here. Yeah, I'm not sure what we're trying to accomplish by running a 5-out against that 2-3 zone when our 3-out 2-in has been successful the whole game, Brian.
Well, I mean, technically, you're basically guarding them 5-on-4. The one thing I guess it may give you is if you quickly move the ball, you may have a gap that you could drive. But most times, usually, you're trying to attack a 2-3 zone with the short corner, high post, or low post block look.
Well, and we don't have great outside shooters. We've got long, lengthy kids that are athletic that can get to the hole.
And Kiki, uncharacteristically, missed 2 free throws, which she is up in that 80%, mid-80% range on free throws like Val, so that's shocking she missed 2 of them. But Brooks' pressure defense is able to get a turnover, and Coach Williams says, how is that a turnover? She just dropped it. That's a call you see a lot, Bob. It's like you're shocked that call is not called more as a double dribble as it was. Coach Williams says that's a horrible call, and I probably agree with him.
You're going to have to agree with him, too.
Because most of the time when you drop the ball like that and pick it back up and dribble, they call it a bobble ball. They don't call it a dribble ball, and they call it a dribble ball right there. So anyway, Indians retain the ball. Allie Vaughn has it on the left-hand wing. throw the ball into Paige Fortkamp, who jumps and turns, and Brooke Colley drives in and gets hammered by Rosie Williams there. Paige jumped in the air and had no clue what to do with it and turned it through it. Luckily, Brooke Colley was running into rebound and grabbed it there and laid it in. Not sure if that was a playing pass, but
I don't believe it was.
But Brooke made it look good nonetheless. First free throw by Brooke is good. So it gives Brooke 5 points on the evening. Or afternoon, I guess. Feels like evening.
It does.
This game's been going on. Second one is up and no good, but Paige Fortkamp working hard on the glass. Misses the putback layup there. Solly grabs the rebound, pushes ahead to Erin McCauley. Swings it over to her sister, Mary Kelly. Throws it into Rosie Williams. And it goes up and misses. Paige Fortkamp grabs the rebound. Don't swing those elbows, Paige. There you go. Paige clutches it, throws it over to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbles down. Throws ahead to Kiki. Wide open three. Kiki turns it down. Swings over to Brooke. Brooke has it on the right-hand side, closely guarded by Stolle. Dribble handoff to Allie. Allie swings to Kiki. Wide open three for Paige Fortkamp. And way off for Paige.
Not sure why Paige is shooting that. She's been off so far today, and not the shot we want.
Throws ahead, loose ball. T-Birds retain it. Parker has the ball on the left-hand side, closely guarded by Paige. Throws it back up to Erin McCauley. Swings the ball over to Stolle, guarded by Allie Vaughn. Stolle drives in, kicks, deflected pass, almost came up with it. Drives in, deflected by Olivia Patch. Paige Fortkamp gets it, and oh my goodness. Paige is strong with that rebound as she got hammered from behind by Stolle and Parker. Stolle definitely took the worst end of that one as she landed on the ground and took an elbow in the gut there. I guess if you're reaching in, that's probably what you're going to expect. Because Paige was getting bear hugged from behind. So Paige was strong with the rebound, as you like to see. And he's retained the ball. 29-20, 5:30 to go. One of those things, Bob, I know we don't keep track of minutes, but Val's been set in a while.
Yeah, she has.
Not really sure why here. She's our leading scorer with 10 points in the game. And she's been money in that high post against the 2-3 zone, and that's where they're staying in. And
Coach is going to pull it out, and he's pretty methodical here.
Allie Vaughn loses the ball up top, unguarded here. Now she drives in, kicks over to Olivia Patch. Olivia throws back up to Brooke. Brooke skips it over to Allie. Allie for three. Misses.
Paige Fortkamp doing some work in there.
Gets a rebound and comes down hard on Kiki Window, and she's coming down. She tries to throw it up off the glass to get a shot and throws it out of bounds. Great effort by Kiki and Paige as they just happen to collide into each other.
Kiki cushioned the fall there.
Yeah. As we say that, Val's getting ready to check in here and now at the next dead ball. Erin McCauley throws over to her sister, guarded by Paige Fortkamp, and they call foul on Olivia Patch, and not sure how that's a foul when both hands are straight up, and I thought that looked like a great defense.
I thought it was a pretty good wall, and like I said earlier, there was a foul like that called, and the official from the backside called it. Same thing here. He's on the backside of that call, making that call. If he's on this side, it's not a foul. It's a wall up. It's a bad angle, in my opinion, of the official. Now, with Val back in with this five out, that makes a little more sense offensively with our lineup, Brian. Don't you agree?
What's that?
The lineup we have in there now with this lineup going with that five out might be a little bit more efficient for us here.
Absolutely. If that's the offense, I guess we're going to run. But it looks like we're running five out here again.
Yep.
Against that 2-3 zone.
That's what I mean. It'll help having Val in there.
Right, because now you have a little bit more of a high-low presence.
Right. Yep.
With that high post slash backside. Olivia has the ball, throws up to Allie. Basically, we're going to make them come out. We have a lead, 4 minutes to go. Kiki Wendell splits them, loses the ball. Retained by Olivia Patch. Little 8-foot baseline shot misses. Great hustle by Brooke Colley. Probably walked by Allie Vaughn, but no call. Kiki Wendell for three. Ooh, way off. Great hustle by Brooke and Val. One of those things right now, we are open, and that's one thing that I know Coach does say, if you're open, shoot it. But right now, I don't think we've hit but maybe a 1-3. Nope. Yeah, we've hit 1-3. Kiki hit a 3.
First
otherwise,
shot of the game.
Our rest of our threes haven't hit the rim.
I know.
I mean, our last 5 air shots for threes have been air balls, and we've been killing them in the high post.
Yep.
I get we're open, but maybe attack it in that high post when we haven't had success here.
Like I said earlier, I'm not sure why we're in this 5 out when 3 out, 2 in has been working.
And Allie picks up a foul. That's going to be her 4th. Not moving her feet. Trying to guard her in the corner. So that will be team 8. We'll be shooting free throws here. Erin McCauley will go to the free throw line. Nope, change that. Sophia Sandagaria, or Sandagar, however you want to say it. We'll call Sophia. We'll go to the free throw line for the D-Birds. Indians lead by 9 with 3:55 to go in the Wabash Mutual 4th quarter scoreboard. First free throw is up and good. Cuts into the lead here at the 8. You know, not that I'm worried about this, but we're just kind of sleepwalking through this one,
yeah.
Bob, and that's
yes,
not a good feeling after you played so well. Olivia Patch with the missed rebound. After you played so well against Marion, you want to come out and try to get better, and I'm not really sure that we...
I'm not sure we're getting better today, Brian.
Right, we're just kind of going through the motions here a little bit. Again, 5 out, making them come out to guard us. There we go. Great flash by Val Mullenkamp in the high post, and we missed her. Not even looking in there at it now. Olivia Patch has the ball in the wing. Brooke Cogg with the cut. Now we're getting some cutting action from the top, getting some more movement. That's what I like to see.
There we go, yep.
Stop, Allie. Great find by Val Mullenkamp up and in. Way to go, Val. Finishes that little 3-foot shot there by Val Mullenkamp. Has a chance for an and one. That's what I say. I mean, Val set a good portion of that 4th quarter, Bob, and she's our leading scorer, and she's one person who can hit that little 10-footer, and not really sure why she set as long as she did, but nonetheless, she's back in there and is able to capitalize because she scored here 6 points now as she came back in. So, a little trap here for the Indians. We get a jump ball. Allie Vaughn and Val Mullenkamp over there on Stiley. We'll stay to the T-Birds. Great defense there by Allie Vaughn and Val Mullenkamp. 10-point lead here with 3:17 to go. Erin McCauley will have the ball up top, guarded by Kiki Wendell. T-Birds are taking some time off the clock, which is good for us. Drives into the baseline. Nice little offensive play for the T-Birds there. 3-4, looks like Mary Kelly McCauley.
Knocks her down.
Yep. Cuts into that lead. Now 7-point lead for the Indians. Indians have the ball on the right-hand side. Is Allie Vaughn. Brooke Colley cuts in from the top spot. Swings over to Kiki Wendell. Olivia Patch. Indians being methodical here on offense. Kiki Wendell drive. Olivia Patch has the ball up top. Basically, looks like we're going to run some clock here. Unless we get a layup. Kiki Wendell has it. Gets blocked against Rosie. Brooke Colley comes in and gets a foul. That's one of those things. Kiki did a great job of cutting, Bob. Caught the ball. Rosie stepped up. That's where, as a point guard, you got to look for your backside rotation.
Yep. You got to do a little slide stop and look to spin and hit that backside girl cut.
Because your job as a point guard is to cut just like that. But you're probably not going to power up at 5'5 over 6 foot Rosie Williams. So you did your job, draw the defender.
Right.
Now find the open man on that backside and
drive, draw, and dish.
Yep. That's what you want your point guards to do. Turnover there nonetheless, or a foul there off of that with Brooks. So Sophia comes up and hits that free throw, cuts into the lead now to 6. 2:30 to go. Again, we got to make sure that we're not just going through this motions here, because we've been on 31 for a while.
Right.
Missed free throw here.
And they're not quitting. I mean, they're still playing.
Yep, kind of chipping away here.
Yes, they are.
Brooke Collick has the rebound, dribbles down. Up top here, swings it over to Kiki, over to Paige on the left-hand side. Paige thinks about a 3 and turns it down. Right now, they ain't going to guard us, and they stay in the 2-3 zone. Hold the ball.
Holding it.
Bring it up there. Kiki, you got 2 minutes to go. Make them come guard you. Kiki has the ball dribbling around in the circle now, and that's kind of what the Indians are doing. Coach Williams is content. Looks to be... Now we're starting to ball pressure a little bit. Almost got a turnover out of it.
Yeah, we
gained the ball to Kiki, and I feel comfortable with that.
Yeah, get Kiki and Brooke up top and get Paige either at high post.
Little dribble weave action up now. Brooke, Paige, and Key. There you go. Now they start to match up. Brooke has the ball on the right-hand wing. Throws to Olivia. They tried to foul.
She did. A little hesitation whistle there.
She come running to tackle Olivia Patch, did Rosie Williams, and they weren't going to call the foul. About put Liv in the front row there onto Grace Guggenbiller and Hope Wendell.
And of course, Liv shows a lot of emotion there, Brian.
Yeah, that's like her mother too, Bob. Minute 39 to go. 1-1 here, opportunity for Olivia Patch. Increase this lead. We have been on 31 forever. Olivia Patch calmly steps up and hits that free throw. You know, that's one of the things people don't realize, that she was our leading free throw shooter last year, 80-some percent. So I would feel good about her on
Absolutely.
That free throw line.
Keep fouling her.
As I say that, way to jinx that one,
Major
stupid.
Jinx there, Dad.
Yeah. Missed that one. And great strat by Paige Fortkamp, Kiki Wendell, and gets them to burn a timeout, 30-second timeout. So we'll take one here with them.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
All right, we're back here in the Wabash Mutual fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians lead by 7 with a minute 32 to go. 32-25.
Well, if the Indians can make some free throws here, this thing should be over with. They're going to come at us and foul.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Skip pass over here to Aaron Mary Kelly. Back over to Stolle. Stolle back over to... Not sure who's in the corner. I can't see it, but... Sophia with the ball, and Paige Fortkamp steals it. Val Mullenkamp has the ball. Put Val and Kiki up top with Brooke. Make sure, there they go.
Good block, Brooke. There you go.
Go foul one of those kids. Kiki has the ball over to Val. Hold on to it. There you go, Val. Step up, hit some free throws now, Val. That's 17 fouls for, nope, 18 fouls, so Val will be shooting a 1-1. Allie goes to check in and realize I'm checking in for Val, and Val is shooting free throws. Not sure why we're taking out our best free throw shooter right now, when they're probably coming after you. Val steps up with her first free throw here. And I need to shut up.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about free throws.
Because Val just missed that free throw.
I'll take a little blame for it.
There
I
you
talked
go.
About it, too.
It's usually season stats there. When she's 80%, I feel good about that. Oh, a little walk action, and they don't call it. Instead of fouling Olivia Patch, Rosie Williams gets the bucket. Cuts that lead to 27-32. Olivia has 14 fouls now. Yvonne checks in for Paige Fortkamp now. Changes that up. That's a good decision.
You know what? I'm thinking Val missed out on purpose. This should stay in now that we look back at it.
Williams misses it, and Brooke takes the rebound away from Olivia Patch. Gets fouled by Stolle. Oh, okay. They called it on 1-5, but it's 1-5 in red and not white. I'm like, how is that a foul on Brooke? He didn't call you caller out there. He just called 1-5, and Brooke aggressively came in for that one. I thought they were going to call over the back. I was like, you can't call over the back when it's on your own man. So Brooke steps up to the free throw line here. Hopefully, no, I won't say anything. And good for Brooke colleague. Increase that lead to 6 now for the Indians, 33-27, the Wabash Mutual fourth quarter scoreboard. Second free throw here for Brooke. Up and good for Brooke.
Yeah, we have learned our lesson, Brian.
Yep. Shut up on free throws, Bob. Stolle has the ball, taking it out here with 47.7 seconds. Indians lead by 7, 34-27, a Wabash Mutual fourth quarter scoreboard. Brooke cashed in on the Hall Brother foul line. Stolle drives in and bump foul for Allie Vaughn, and that's going to be her 5th. Allie will exit the game with 0 points on the evening and 5 fouls. Paige Fortkamp checks back in for her. Stolle Valley goes to the free throw line with a stop clock trying to cut into this lead. Free throw is up and good. Good luck to our boys tonight as they travel to Mississinewa Valley and take on the Blackhawks of Mississinewa. And from my scouting report is, Bob, that Owen Judy may not be playing tonight with that ankle injury, and Kobe Wendell is home throwing up. So our JV team are down possibly two guys. Yeah. Someone has to step
we're
up
have
there.
To have a couple freshmen step up tonight for the JV boys.
Wyatt Grover and Landon Post will probably get some more minutes that way.
Absolutely.
Hopefully those guys can cash in. Indians get a rebound on that defensive missed free throw. So Kiki Wendell collects the rebound and gets fouled. Should be going to the free throw line with 29.5 seconds. Indians lead 34-28. Kiki has a chance to add to her 9 points on the day and misses that. Holy cow. She's missed three free throws now, and she looks over frustrated as all get out at her teammates on the bench saying, what in the world is going on here?
Something in the air.
85% free throw, just missed four free throws on the day. Wow. Holy cow. Val gets a tip, deflected out of bounds. Great hustle by Val.
I can guarantee you this, Brian. She'll be in the gym tomorrow shooting free throws with her dad.
Absolutely. Aaron has the ball guarded by, McCauley has the ball guarded by Kiki. Hands off to her sister Mary Kelly. Throws over to Stiley, guarded by Paige Forkamp. 17 seconds, excuse me. Keep dribbling there, girls. Dribbles in, gets deflected by Paige Forkamp. Up and gets a rebound by Stiley, lays it in. Indians now lead 34-30 with 10.9 seconds. As you said, Bob, T-Birds aren't going away. Just keep chipping away. We're missing free throws and they're hitting buckets. Hopefully that clock, though, ticks and runs out. Take a short break here and we'll be back. 30-second timeout.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back, and this might be one of those games, Bob, we're hoping this time ticks, because if there's another minute or two on this thing, we could end up losing this sucker.
We could. It could go into overtime, and we could have one slip away from us.
Because we definitely are not finishing this game. I think we've scored 6 points this quarter, and we've been on 31 forever. Holy cow, Brooke Collig made an athletic catch to save that thing. Otherwise, it goes out of bounds, and it would be T-Bird's ball underneath the basket. Instead, she catches it and gets fouled right away. She has a chance to go to the free throw line.
We're going to leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll wait until afterwards. Free throws up and good for Brooke. Increases that lead to 5, and I feel good about that now.
Yes.
Number of our Indian players are sitting over there, and I always think that's a cool thing when the boys and the girls support each other as well as they do. And Brooke hits the second one. Giving her 8 on the day. T-Birds come down quickly, throws up a 3, is Aaron McCauley. With 3.4 seconds to give a T-Birds trailing by 3, 36-33. Indians got to get the ball in bounds here. Quick 30-second timeout, Bob. So we'll stay here. Nope, they're going to stay full timeout, so we'll take one with them, and we'll be right back then after this.
The big game is coming up, and Miracle Lanes has a great special for you. You can get their large 15-inch pizza with up to 3 toppings, 2 orders of breadsticks, and 15 of their famous breaded wing zings for just $25. Be sure to call ahead at 375-4274 between 3:30 and 6:30 on Sunday to place your order for the special. Additional items and changes to the special will give you a longer wait time. Don't miss this great special for the big game on Sunday night. A large 15-inch pizza with up to 3 toppings, 2 orders of breadsticks, and 15 of their famous breaded wing zings for only $25. Be sure to call Miracle Lanes ahead of time at 375-4274 before 6:30 to get this great big game special.
Indians have the ball, 3.4 seconds. Indians are up by 3. The most important thing is here, Bob, is get the ball in bounds. Yep. Can't take a 5-second count.
Secure it.
Page running the baseline, throws to Brooks, and that should do it. They're coming up, and they decide to foul with 0.9 seconds to go. Why would you not foul sooner if you're going to foul? Said you let almost 3 seconds go off the clock.
I think they tried, but they just couldn't get to it.
Well, that could be true.
Brooks pretty shifty.
I don't know. She is. Shooting two free throws, up and good for Brooks. Giving her double digits on the day with 10 points there. Increasing our lead now. That's a big hit. It's the second one to give her 11 on the day. Increase the lead 38-33. So the Indians come out victorious to improve their record to 14-4 on the season. And going into tournament draw this weekend on Sunday. So good win for the Lady Indians. Sweep two from LCC with a victory in the JV game, victory in the varsity game. We'll take a break here as our Indians will sing the fight song to our home crowd, and we'll be back hopefully with Coach Gann.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Back here and recap here real quick. Varsity game, first quarter went like this. 8-6, Indians had the lead. In the second quarter, the T-Birds outscored the Indians 8-7, but the Indians took a 19-14 halftime lead. In the third quarter, the Indians outscored the T-Birds 9-6 to take a 28-20 lead. And in the third quarter, the T-Birds outscored the Indians 13-10, but the Indians walk away with a 38-33 victory, again, to improve their record to 14-4 on the season. Leading scorer today was Val Mullenkamp with 12 points. Brooke Collig added 11. Kiki Wendell with 9. Whitley Rammel with 4. And Olivia Patch with 1. Allie Vaughn and Paige Fortkamp did see some time, as Macy Day did as well, but neither of those three made it to the scoring column, but contributed in other ways to the team. In the JV game, scores went like this. The T-Birds jumped out in front 9-1, but the Indians come hauling back in the second quarter to outscore the T-Birds 11-5, but they did trail at halftime 14-12. In the third quarter, the Indians get outscored by the T-Birds 4-3 to trail 18-15. But in that fourth quarter, the Indians go on a massive run and outscore the T-Birds 14-8 to win 29-26. Leading scorers for the Indians was Grace Guggenbiller with 10, Hope Wendell with 8, Brenna Holman with 7, and Faith Gruby with 2. So improves the record for Coach Chris Guggenmiller to 7-9 on the season. And again, they've been on a massive win streak once Brenna Holman and Hope Windup came down and logged some minutes from that JV perspective. So it's nice to see those kids come down and get a chance to play and also help put some wins in the W column, but also get a chance to kind of help those other kids develop. As it, now Grace Guggenmiller has a chance, and Faith Gruby, I think, and Elena Evers get some touches and have a chance to maybe play off the ball a little bit, and that really helps them out, I think, overall. So, not sure if Coach Gann is coming out or not, but we'll take a quick break, give her a chance one more time after this commercial, see if she comes out. If not, we'll call it a day.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here. You got some sound in that? Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, I didn't know if you could. We were trying to figure out which speaker we got the air on. So, all right, well, Coach, congratulations on the win, 38-33. Maybe not one that you would write home about, but a W nonetheless, kind of a Saturday afternoon game. Your thoughts on that?
You know, when you play a game like we did on Thursday, we knew today was going to be a lot harder to be able to get motivated. So I'm happy. Like I told the girls, you know, that last time out, I just kind of chuckled because I'm like, hey, this is not what we were wanting, right? And they were mad. They were like, why are you laughing right now? I was like, because this is funny. This is funny stuff. You know what we can hope for? We can hope for the W and look past it and say, hey, we got the W. In fact, it's a different feeling. It's a different feeling with the W than a Tuesday loss with Franklin Monroe. Or at least when we ended the game, I was like, hey, yep, that's the team I remember. Here, we just, you know, we got the job done. And it's a W, and we're going to take tomorrow off and get back at it on Monday. And we got Thursday, we got St. Henry. So we did some good things right, you know. We moved the ball at times, and we looked at attack. And that zone is not like the normal zones that we traditionally face. It's more of a matchup, 2-3. And so it's just finding a way to kind of get those people to be drawn out and having to force them to kind of match up one-to-one with us.
Well, and it also maybe you feel good, maybe you don't right now, but you will later. You know, knowing that, hey, we didn't play well or as good as we could, but yet we still walk away with the victory. And, you know, as you said, still get some good things, and you can take that away. And
absolutely.
Something to build on for
you
next
know,
week.
You know, and for us, we got in some foul trouble early, and it just takes that. I feel like we got to learn how to be intense without putting our hands on them. And, you know, move one step. We're one step slower, so usually that one step that we're missing there doesn't get us a foul. And today, because we're a little slower than we were on Thursday, it's a foul. You know, and so we have to learn to adjust too.
Well, and the other part too is as a coach is, you know, it's maybe a good thing as a motivational tool that you have in your pocket now of like, hey, look, girls, you know, this is what happens if we don't come out focused. And, you know, this could be an attention getter for you that you can use throughout the week as well.
Well, and I think, and you're right. And like I said, it's more like, hey, we won, and that's a positive in itself. And moving forward, we'll take a look at a couple things, especially on that type of zone. Like I said, we haven't seen that kind of a matchup zone. It's been there on like a 3-2, but nothing like that. Just where they're switching everything and how to kind of work yourself. And move and cut and set some screens. And like I said, I was super proud. I thought we did a great job. We stayed in there. We finished. We boarded. You know, Paige came in and got some big boards for us. We still looked to attack. I just thought we got a little shy there early because obviously number 40 is a good player. She just scored 1,000 points today. So
right. And that's a great honor, which is something you can contest to as a former player and Hall of Famer here that, you know, got your 1,000 points. That's definitely kind of a special memory. Do you remember your game you scored 1,000? 1,000 in?
I do remember my game I scored 1,000 in. So we had Delphus. Actually, we're in kind of the same situation these girls get to be presented in, Delphus St. John's home. If we win, we get MAC champs, and if we lose, we get second. So kind of situation, and mine happens to be a three on the top of the, and I got fouled. I made it, and so my 1,000th point was on a four-point play, which is pretty cool.
So did you do the old Steve Alford thing as soon as you got fouled, hold up four fingers like that, or no?
No. I think at that point I was just probably, I think everybody else knew what was going on. I probably wasn't paying much attention to it. At that point, I think I was just probably tired and just wanted to take a break. But, you know, it was one of those things, and it is an honor, and it's pretty cool, and she definitely deserves it. And as you can see there, she definitely does a lot for that team. And LCC, we're going to see them again. There's chances. We got tournament coming up, and they're right there in our sectional, so or district, depending on which way we go.
So talk a little bit about that. The seeding and all that took place this past week, so you know our seeding, right? No?
Nope.
Don't
okay,
know
so,
that now?
No, yes.
We used to know that.
We'll know on Sunday.
Okay.
So tomorrow, kind of what happens, here's how it goes. So yesterday I had to get some stuff, information about us in, and then today they've opened up the voting. So I can see bios on everybody else, and now I have to vote. I know, I'm sure, like even for him, it's like, hey, we're going to kind of wait to vote, and I know other people have techniques, but we kind of know where we're going and what we're trying to do here. Pretty much our choices is St. Mary's or Lima Bass. But voting will be done today. It closes tomorrow about 10:30, 11. They told us they'll get us the votes out and kind of where what everybody is voting and how we seated. And then tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we have a conference call, and they said it'll take about 15 minutes to be able to get through that.
Well, then that definitely has changed, because in years past, we always knew on that Thursday, they always had the voting done by Wednesday. So the Thursday game never mattered, which for us now, that could put us as the one seed since we just beat Marion.
Yeah.
And prior to that, Marion was ranked fourth, which a lot of people go off of,
yeah,
and since we hadn't played them.
And, well, and so, yeah, we've got some good bios. I mean, we've done a lot. You know, we knocked off number four, which is Marion, and Minster's still five. Minster's still five. So we knocked off four and five, and then we got Liberty Benton as eight in Division Three. So we're hoping we can get that one. So we have some plans, basically one and three in my mind, are swingers, because if you're two, you're going to probably go opposite traditionally.
Well, yeah. Usually you have to.
I can't remember if it's a rule. I just know there's no passing, so it, maybe you have to, but obviously that's what we would choose to do, I think, if we were two anyways. But one and three is kind of where we're kind of punching some things around, because if you're one, you can kind of place yourself where you want to go, and if you're two, you'll probably go opposite, and if you're three, you got to figure out who you want to attack. So we know it's going to be us, Marion, and Minster. I just think where it kind of falls out after that, that's kind of up to us, and looking at our cards, and moving forward. So we'll know, I believe they'll kind of release all, we'll obviously know Sunday, so tomorrow.
Well, let's just assume you get the one seed. You go in the Bath, or you going to St. Mary's?
I think we're going to go Bath, because I think we're going to go Bath. That is what we kind of have in our back pocket right now, but again, I think we're going to talk through those things here a little bit today, and then tomorrow we'll be able to get the final play in. A lot of it's going to be just, you know, it's going to be a gut check, where it's like, hey, if we get one, we're thinking go Bath. We've been to Bath before. We went and did scrimmages at Bath. We had good success at Bath with those scrimmages, so it's not a new gym. We haven't been into St. Mary's, and if it changed any since I've been around, it's not necessarily the most favorable. It's pretty open, so I'm just thinking, let's harness some of that past stuff that we've already had, and we've been to Bath for scrimmages. Like I said, it's a common place for us, and we've, you know, yes, I know it's a road game. We'll have to go there once, but I think in the end, I think that's the best choice for us.
Does Bath have the walls in the end like we do down here?
Walls in the end, yes.
So they have a backdrop,
mm-hmm,
which definitely helps our shooters, I think, a little,
yes,
bit more than having,
yes,
that open concept.
Yes, which I
like
think
St. Mary's.
Bingo,
does.
Bingo. And so that was our thoughts as far as that goes. And then obviously, if we're three, I think that's where we're still up. Do we go Minster? Do we go Marion? Because if we're three, then we get to make that decision.
Well, if we're three, there's some shadiness going on. I can tell you that after we beat Minster, we beat Marion, and we should be number one with, as you said, our bio and that. So, Say Henry coming up next week. You do have some time off, but obviously a big game for our girls. Hopefully everyone comes out and supports that. Not that you want to look ahead, but that could be every game right now. And the next two for us is a MAC championship game mentality for us. But, you know, want to talk a little bit about that one for the girls. Put your plug in.
Yeah, so St. Henry's coming next. And like you said, if we're going to focus on that same goal that we had from the start of the season, which that goal is just more alive now. So, you know, I think the girls also know, unfortunately, that, yes, LCC win is big for us, I think, for tournament-wise. And it's a solid win to be able to put in our bucket. But, you know, St. Henry's it. Like, St. Henry's is directly related to that goal that we're trying to get. They play a zone, so we know that. They're physical, just like we are. I think we're going to be able to pressure them down the line, though. Their guard play is just not, I can't handle it well. But as you can see, I thought that we could do the same thing today, and, you know, we just weren't there. But I think we'll be okay. You know, we do tend to be intense there. It's home, so we actually have a great schedule the rest of the year. We are home minus next Saturday. We're at Tri-Village. So it's going to be a good game. You know it's going to be a good game. We're going to have lots of people here. It's going to be loud. Intensity is going to be there, and it's definitely the next one we're going to have to get. So,
well, we got a big week for us and great time of year, and it's great to be an Indian with all the action going on. So hopefully everyone comes out and support us and support the girls, and congratulations on the win today, and good luck the rest of the way out.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Coach Holly Gann there as the Indians go to 14-4 on the campaign. We'll sign it off here. And Reese Rogers, reminder, we'll be doing the game tonight at Mississinewall Valley. Have a good afternoon.